give us a little idea about what your organization does.
The Center for Rural Affairs is based in rural northeast Nebraska. We work both in Nebraska and throughout the Midwest and Great Plains and then across the entire nation on a whole series of issues that matter to rural communities, matter to family farmers, small business owners. You can find out more about us on our website as well, which is cfra.org.
There is a real crisis in infrastructure for other communities of which you have a great focus of in our country, isn't there?
Yes, certainly. In rural America, infrastructure is a big issue here, too. Some of the things that come immediately to mind are broadband infrastructure and also infrastructure for cell phone access. We have inadequate broadband infrastructure in rural America, and we have inadequate cell phone service in rural America. Those are two things we need major investment in. Some other things actually come to mind, sort of public-private infrastructure issues, things around grocery stores in rural communities, healthy food access. Those are also sort of infrastructure questions. And when you start talking about all three of those things that I just mentioned, they fall most heavily on people who are least well off in rural communities. If you look at broadband, for example, about 60% people in rural America have access to broadband. That's less than urban America. But the access numbers actually obscure some of the larger issues, one of them being the speed of that broadband, but the other one being affordability. Sometimes you have access, but in rural America, the service that you might have access to is considerably more expensive, in part because of the technology and in part because there's less competition, because there's less infrastructure. Broadband infrastructure could provide opportunities and new employment, new businesses that could be based on broadband, but it's actually about more than just business development. It's about basic things like access to news and information in this country, how we interact with public institutions and elected officials, and if rural people are left out of that, they're at a disadvantage.
The talk in the country, of course, is focused in some quarters with job creation as the number one.
Not only does it create immediate jobs in building out our infrastructure in rural communities, but it also creates the economic base for new jobs that can come about as a result of that investment in infrastructure. So it's sort of a double 1-2 punch in that regard. Also, another thing comes to mind is our electricity generation infrastructure in this country and the great need to build out our clean energy infrastructure, another place where big investment now could provide jobs that give the economy a lift and also set us on the right path to clean, renewable energy in this country.
Is the infrastructure issue one that rural Americans, Americans in poverty, have shown any recognition of its importance and their eagerness or a capacity, I should say, to participate in the dialogue about shaping public policy on these matters?
That's exactly one of the things we do at the Center for Rural Affairs, reach out and engage everyday rural people in these national public policy debates. And I can tell you from hands-on experience that some of these infrastructure questions, you know, we don't talk about them as infrastructure questions. When we talk about broadband access, we talk about cell phone access, we talk about renewable electricity generation, those are some of the hottest topics in these communities, and rural people absolutely are interested and engaged in that and need to have a seat at the policy debate about these topics. I think that some of these questions are ripe for community engagement, and they really hit home for people. You know, when they're driving down the road and they try to use their cell phone and it drops the call, they start to understand and make those connections. And also on renewable energy, it's about jobs in their communities. I'll give you an example. We held a community forum in Scottsbluff, Nebraska last summer about wind energy in western Nebraska, and we had over 90 people show up, close to 100 people show up for that event, all stripes, all political affiliations, all interested in how we improved and invest in wind energy in the western part of Nebraska. And I guarantee if we had a meeting out there about broadband policy, the same thing, maybe even more people.
How much is equity sort of a part of the concern? Like, do people in rural America feel, you know, they might have these fancy high-speed rail things, but there's not going to be a station where we are, and it'll just be passing us by even faster.
That's certainly a concern, and infrastructure needs in rural communities will be different than the infrastructure needs in urban communities, and it's important that we don't try to write a one-size-fits-all policy, but instead recognize that in urban areas we should be investing in things like high-speed rail, whereas in rural areas we should be investing in things like wind turbines and adequate broadband access. It's really important that when we're talking about national investment in infrastructure, that we're investing in both rural infrastructure and urban infrastructure, and that those investments are appropriate, that we're investing in the type of infrastructure that we need to develop our economies and develop our communities and allow rural people to be as much a part of the public debate as urban people are.